Wake up fresh
daily.
Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie. So good. K-Rock 955.
We're going to the UK for this one. This is a story about Katie and Freddie.
Katie and Freddie?
Katie Coe is her name, which is a very English name.
Is it Katie Coe as in C-O or C-O-H?
C-O-E.
Ah.
Katie Coe.
Katie Coo.
Yeah. So she's put something up on Twitter and it's some screenshots of some messages that she's had a bit of an interaction with young Freddie. And as I was saying before that song, there are guys, particularly guys, but just people on the internet, and you're like, you hear about these people existing, but surely they don't exist. Surely there's no one that's actually like this kind of head up the rectum style.
Oh, there is so much head up the rectum action going.
Really?
Yeah.
I know you had a dreadful time before you met the man of your dreams.
Yeah.
But you didn't even meet him online, you know?
No.
But you would, when we first started over a year ago, you were like, oh, yeah, I'm on the dating sites. No, I'm off the dating sites. I'm on the dating sites. No, I'm off the dating sites.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So anyway, Freddie and Katie have obviously hit it off on Hinge. They've matched on Hinge. They've chatted and then they've obviously exchanged phone numbers because the screenshots are of iMessages. So there is some text messaging going on.
Okay.
I'm going to take you through the conversation between Katie and Freddie.
Yeah.
So Freddie messages her, the mid-conversation says, because she says, ha, 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 right? That's the first thing I'll say, right? And then he goes, not going to lie, I put a couple of your selfies through that Pretty Scale website to check if you are actually attractive. Your score was decent, but your forehead is too big, apparently.
Pardon me?
So do you want to go out next week? And she goes, WTF, why did you do that? And then tell me about it, weird. And he goes, I do it for all people I consider dating, just to check they're scientifically good looking and I'm not just confused. Like
what?
I said, you seem all right, so next week? She said, absolutely not. See ya.
Yeah. Well, she should have said was, yeah, I'll meet you at 7 o'clock at some place and then just not rock
up. Don't show. He said, sorry, I didn't mean to offend. I think you're cute, but I just like to be sure.
What?
Like he needs
go away.
So there's this website, right? So you put the photos in and it
wasn't
uses
that a website in like the night, like when the internet first came out?
Maybe.
It's still around.
That was Facebook, wasn't it? What Facebook started off as. But so yeah, it's called prettyscale.com and it uses an algorithm to assess beauty and I guess it's like symmetry and that kind of thing. We should put ourselves into
I was gonna say, is this what let's we're is yeah, this where we're going?
Happening. Do you remember a while back there was that dating site that was only for beautiful people? I'm talking like maybe 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
It's an elitist thing.
Yeah, no, they still got them.
So my co-host and I at the time put our names in and you kind of get assessed and you go through stages of being assessed before you either get permitted on by the other people or you get denied.
Oh, no.
And she got denied like the first day.
Oh,
and I lasted like 4 days and I was like, this is going to happen. This is going to be awful, but oh my God.
Yeah. I've gone through.
Yeah.
I've gone to the other side.
No, I didn't. They denied me on like the fourth day.
Okay.
But anyway, so she did it back to him. She took his photo and sent it back to him and he got 0%. You are very ugly.
Oh.
So that website can obviously see the inside and the outside. But let's do it. Let's put ourselves in.
All right, here we go. This is the stuff that's not in bold. So hence is normal, we'll say.
Okay.
I've got normal forehead size.
Great.
Normal mouth size. Good face symmetry.
Yeah, you do.
Nah.
I often when people ask me, what's Loggy like? I say, well, she's got normal mouth size.
Yeah. To fit these massive teeth.
You don't, but you got...
But here come the bolts.
Okay.
Here come the bolts. Long face. Oh.
Long?
Wide. Okay, wide interocular distance.
Yeah, okay.
Cool. Wide nose. And here's one that I didn't know, but now we'll think about. Big chin.
Big chin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay.
Prettyscale.com.
Okay. For me, the good ones. Good face shape.
You have a very pretty face.
Thanks, mate. So do you. Normal mouth size. Look at us
with
our normal mouth sizes.
We're so normal.
Good face symmetry.
Yeah.
I had. And the negatives? Geez, the positives wrapped up pretty quickly.
Yeah, I know. They could throw a few more in there.
Small forehead, okay.
Yeah, but you're rocking your hat.
That's why, so, yeah. So that's kind of inaccurate there.
Yeah.
Wide interocular distance. So it says that both of our eyes are too far apart. Is essentially. But they're not. I don't think.
Do you know what? Everyone's beautiful, Tom.
Yeah,
so,
but I don't look at you and think, God, her eyes are so far apart. What's that
about?
But
you know, some people notice that about people. I never notice that about people.
Mm, I do. Nose too wide for face. Do I have a wide nose?
No, but I've got a wide nose as well, apparently.
And big chin, which is incorrect. Yeah. I don't think I've got a very strong jawline at all.
Yeah.
So
we have the same face.
We do.
So technically, we should be the same amount of good looking. Because we've got similar.
Very similar points.
Except I have long face that's letting me down, apparently.
Yeah, well, what have I got that's letting me down? Big chin.
I also have that, though, which is
small forehead as well. Yeah. That's letting me down. Okay, so are we going to reveal our percentages on three?
Yeah, so we'll go 3, 2, 1, boom.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, ready? This is how much good-looking we are.
Yeah,
okay. Is that percentage of good-looking?
Yeah.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
71%.
Yeah! Ah, you bitch! It does say you are good-looking, though.
Yes. Mm. It doesn't say you are 71% ugly.
No. No.
Which, I mean, you know, I mean, what a day to be me.
Curse my small forehead. Joined in the studio by Brad Johnson.
We've popped your face in the system and it says here, you are not bad.
Not bad.
So
Is that a you are not bad or is that
we'll find out. It says here, good face shape, normal forehead size, good interocular distance.
Forehead size.
Yeah.
And that's the first time anyone has ever said that. I've got a forehead.
So it says here though, and it's not me saying this, Jono, because I think you're beautiful. Nose too wide for face, mouth too wide, chin too big. Poor face symmetry. You come in at 49%.
Oh, 49%.
I was poor the face.
We're
going to give him another shot.
Wake up fresh daily. Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie. So good. K-Rock 955.
You're not putting this out as a phone or straight up.
Yeah. I want people to call. Because I feel like it's niche, but I feel like we might be able to get someone.
Okay.
When did the Christmas decorations scare you?
We'll put you in the drawer to win a Langham Melbourne staycation, bespoke staycation experiences at Melbourne's premier celebration destination, the Langham Melbourne.
Mm.
Right. If you do, chop Loggy out and give us a call, 52232955.
I mentioned it to you yesterday. I'm like, you know when Christmas decorations can scare you? And you're like, I have no idea.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And I'm like, yeah, because I went to Mum and Dad's on the weekend, right? And Mum's got a few new decorations out and about, one of which sits right where we've got a hallway night lights through, because it's a pretty long hallway at Mum and Dad's. So whenever you walk through there, the light turns on so you can see where you're going.
Oh, nice.
And she's put a decoration, like a reindeer dressed up as an elf thing, right in the corner. So when the light jumps on, you're like, Jesus bloody Christ, what is that?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God. And then it reminded me of, you know, a few years ago when I used to go out, come back late, live at home with Mum and Dad's, right? I'd come home Christmas time and it'd be like, you know, 3 a.m. or something, and you walk past a censored Santa that would hang on a door, who his arms would be up above him and he'd be hanging on a door and his legs were really long, and he, and when you walk past, his legs would start going off and he'd go, whoa. And so you're walking home and I was on the floor, like in the fetal position, screaming because I thought someone was jumping out at me.
Yeah.
So it happens.
Okay.
And I feel that other people out there may have had the same experience, whether you've walked in and you've not realised someone set up Christmas decorations.
Yeah.
You know, maybe there's a new blow-up Santa or something in the yard that's, you know, going off or something, and you just walk into it, whatever it may be. If you've been scared by Christmas decorations, I would love to hear from you this morning.
Yeah, all right. Jerry's still out.
Tracy from Anglesey just called up right then when we had 5 seconds to spare. I'm like, hang there on
so
the phone.
All right, so you've proven me a doubter. Tracy, tell us your story.
Yeah, hi, Tom. So, yeah, a few years ago, a neighbour actually gave us a Christmas decoration, I think more so for the kids, really. And it was a Christmas tree, like your standard shape, you know, traditional Christmas tree, probably about 18 inches high. And took about, I think, eight of those massive batteries to operate.
Yeah.
And so And it was a motion sensor one. So, you know, when you'd come up to the front door, it would spring to life. Its eyes would open up and sort of blink.
Yeah.
And its mouth would open. It would start singing it, and it would just sort of boom out, ho, 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 Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
And then it would go into this, I can't even recall what carol it was, but and it would end with that ho, 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 Merry Christmas thing as well. But, yeah, the whole eye, blinking eye thing, these massive big eyes in its mouth, it was just, yeah, it was quite creepy.
Yeah, see, it happens. And then you forget to turn it off and you come home at bloody 2 a.m.
And
you have a
frightened life out of you. Or even worse, you're lying in bed at night and you hear it go off and you're like,
oh, no.
Something's out there.
Yeah, that's right. The possum's creeping around. The porch did actually set it off at one point.
Freaky. Caleb and Thompson, thank you for holding on the line for 10 and a half minutes to tell your story, mate. Have you ever been scared by a Christmas decoration?
Well, when we were kids, the house behind my grandma's had all these, like, Christmas lights out the front.
Yeah.
We had a path up to the front door, had Mrs. Claus in its own little cubby house glass front, and Mr. Claus on the other side, glass-fronted cubby house. Little houses on the front of the fence with the similar to the singing fish. But the singing stump.
The singing stump.
Okay, so by the singing fish, you mean that it looks like it's like a plastic fish that looks like it's a trophy fish, but it sings. And,
Yeah, that one. And it would sing Christmas carols every time you'd walk past it. It was, you'd feel like Mrs. Claus and Santa Claus were, you know, sort of following you around to the front of their house as you walk past these different Christmas decorations in little houses that they've put up.
Yeah.
I reckon the guy that invented the motion sensor gear has a lot to answer for.
He's got a lot of money.
Well, yeah, true that too.
But in the grave, it's working out because every time someone walks over him,
he's like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Wake up fresh daily. Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie. K-Rock 955.
Just have to bring this to the table because I know you're a massive lunar tick.
Yeah.
You love your space gear.
I love space.
And how badly do you want to meet aliens?
Oh, who's to say I haven't met them before?
Oh, okay.
Hey.
You do go to a lot of festivals, do a lot of running around in paddocks.
Yeah, but also do a lot of meditation.
Oh,
you just got to ascend to another place, Tom.
Well, how's this for a story? I'm not paying it. I'm not getting engaged. Engaging. Okay, there's a guy who used to work for the Israeli space program.
Mm.
He used to be the head of Israel space program. And he's come out and he said some pretty crazy stuff, pretty groundbreaking stuff, and I don't know whether we believe it or not.
Okay.
All right, his name's Haim Eshed.
Yes.
Haim Eshed is his name. And so he's gone to a newspaper and apparently he's been telling anybody who'll listen this.
Mm.
Right? He's 87, so he's been around. He's seen a lot of things, right? And he's come out and said that essentially aliens are here on Earth and they've done a deal with the US government to not announce themselves and to not let humanity find out about them.
Because everyone will be freaked out.
Until such time as we've evolved enough to be kind of more familiar with space travel and spaceships as a whole.
Okay.
Right. So you know how we're moving in that area where we're getting to a point where you're going to be able to buy tickets to go to space.
Yeah.
It's becoming more of a commercial thing.
Yeah, heading to Mars at some point.
Yeah, at some point. Well, okay, so here's what he says. He goes, some people that reckon he's gone insane, but he goes on to say Donald Trump was involved. He was on the verge of revealing the existence of aliens, but the aliens in the Galactic Federation are saying, wait, let people calm down first.
Yeah.
If I had a dollar for every time I said that, wait, let people calm down first. He said they don't want to start mass hysteria. They want to first make us sane and understanding. Until that day, aliens secured an agreement to keep their moves under wraps, noting the extraterrestrials do come in peace.
Yes.
They just want to wait till we're ready to our tiny little brains can handle their existence. He reckons there's an underground base in the depths of Mars as well, ooh, where the aliens' representatives are, and also American astronauts.
The truth is out there, mate.
Mm.
I mean, it's on the show. That show meant something. It was true. It was a documentary.
On X-Files?
Yeah. It was true stories.
Yeah, Mulder and Scully.
Yeah.
They're actual people, weren't they?
Well, I mean, they were based on things that happened.
You're off the planet, mate.
Wake up fresh daily.
Wake up fresh daily.